cat fight, he'd bet on it. If there was a chicken fight, he'd bet on it. Why, if there was two birds settin' on a fence, he would bet you which one would fly first. Or if there was a camp meeting, he would be there regular to bet on Parson Walker, which he judged to be the best exhorter about here. And so he was, too, and a good man. If he even see a straddlebug start to go anywheres, he would bet you how long it would take him to get to wherever he was going to. And if you took him up, he would follow that straddlebug to Mexico, but what he would find out where he was bound for and how long he was on the road. Lots of the boys here have seen that Smiley and can tell you about him. Why, it never made no difference to him. He'd bet on anything. The dangdest fella. Parson Walker's wife laid very sick once for a good while, and it seemed as if they weren't going to save her. But one morning he come in, and Smiley up and asked him how she was, and he said she was considerable better, thank the Lord for his infinite mercy, and coming on so smart that with the blessing of Providence she'd get well yet. And Smiley, before he thought, says, "Well, I'll risk 2½, she don't anyway." This year Smiley had a mare. The boys called her the 15-minute nag, but that was only in fun, you know, because of course she was faster than that. And he used to win money on that horse, for all she was so slow and always had the asthma, or the distemper, or the consumption, or something of that kind. I used to give it 200 or 300 yards